Today's shir is a Masechta Bei on Daf Lamed. We will begin with the beginning of the new Perek on Daf Chavtes Amid Beis. The beginning of our Perek in our Mishnah discusses various halachas of where a person is not allowed to do certain activities on Yontiv which give the appearance of Uvda Dechol, of doing weekday activities. Begins the Mishnah. Hamevi kadeyayin, if someone brings pitchers of wine, mimakam lamakam, from one place to another, as Rashi explains, he's doing it in the Tchum Shabbos where he has 2,000 amas from the city, or through an Eruve Tchum and he gets another 2,000 amas, and he is transporting these pitchers of wine from one place to another. The halacha is, lo yaviyim, you should not bring them besal ubekopi, you should not bring them with a basket, or in a box. As Rashi explains, he's going to be putting three or four of these pitchers of wine in the basket or in the box, and this gives the impression that he's delivering these pitchers on Yontiv, like a delivery man. It gives the impression of Uvda Dechol, and therefore the Mishnah says, Avol Mevihu Al Ksefo, he should bring it by putting it over his shoulder, one or two of these pitchers of wine, and then it gives the impression that he's doing it l'tzarich yantiv, for the purpose of yantiv, and that is permissible. Oy lefonov, or he can put them in his hand, carrying them, the pitchers of wine, in front of him. Again, this looks like a yantiv activity, that he is carrying it for the purpose, the needs of yantiv. V'chein hamolich es hateven, if somebody is carrying the grain, as Rashi explains, either he's going to use this tevin for a fire, or he's going to use it as fodder to feed his animals. Lo yavshul es hakupol acharav, he should not put the box that holds the tevin, he should not lower it over his shoulder, because in the case of tevin in the box over his shoulder, it looks like Rashi says he's being mechavin. The second last line of Rashi on the Yom, he's being mechavan l'malocha rabo, he's trying to do a big job, or to carry l'holich l'makam racha keder chayil, he's going to be transporting this and delivering it to a distant place, as he does in the weekday, and therefore it is prohibited. How should he transport the tevin? Avol mevia hu biyadei. He brings the tevin in his hands, in front of him, that is permissible, and then it is nikkur that he's doing it l'tzarech yantiv. Continues the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah will discuss the usage of tevin, of a stack of grain, a stack of straw. Umaschilin, as we turn to Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Baramas HaTevin, a person may on Yontiv begin using a stack of straw, and the purpose of this is for use as a fuel for a fire, and it would appear, says Rashi, and as the Gemara will tell us, that this Tanu who says that one can start using this aroma of tevin, although, as Rashi says, he has not prepared it miboy diyoim, and he hasn't been using this stack previously for a use of a fire, it is permitted to begin using it on Yontiv. This Tana doesn't hold of Muktzah. And then there's a steerer from the end of the Mishnah, from the next phrase. Avol loy be'etzim shabim Muktzah. But he should not start on Yontiv for the first time using the wood that is being held in the Muktzah. Rashi explains Muktzah was a wide open space in the back of a person's home where nobody went, and it was used as a storage space. He should not take wood that he has never taken before from this place, which is called a Muktzah, because people didn't go there and it was just used for storage. And L'chora, this Tana here now, holds of Muktzah. And the Gemara is going to ask, that stira there from the first phrase, it's mashma, that we don't hold of Muktzah. And now, from the second phrase, it's mashma, that we do hold of Muktzah. Begins the Gemara, Tana, we have learned, im ef shalushanu is mutter, if it's impossible for him to make the shinui. When we're referring to the first case of the Mishnah, of hamevi kadayim and makom l'makom, as Rashi explains. He has invited over to his house many guests, and if he's only going to be able to bring the pitchers of wine one or two at a time, the guests will have to wait for a long time. And therefore, it is prudent for him to carry it in a large quantity, so that is considered efsher for him to make a shinui, then it is mutter to do it in the normal way as he would do during the weekday, although there is an impression that it's a weekday activity. But it's, if it's efsher, the chachamim were not goyzer for him to make a shinui. Rashi, throughout the sugya, tells us that any shinui that is made, so it should not give the impression of the choil, it must be that he's transporting it in an easier way. For example, with the pitchers of wine, instead of carrying three or four in a box at once, he only is now carrying one or two. It's not only a different way, but it's an easier way. If it's easier, that gives the impression that it is done l'tzarchei yontif. Tosfos in the top Tosfos, Divrei Maskil D'Dor Baragla, disagrees, and Tosfos says that Ella Niron, the fourth line, that filu machped yoiser, even if it's more difficult for him through the shinui. Mikol makom loy chashin and kivin the mishana mederchal. As long as he's making some change from the way it's regularly done in the weekday, Tosfos is of the opinion that even though it's more difficult, it is not a problem as long as it is a shinui. And we'll refer back to this Tosfos in a few minutes. Begins the Gemara. Askin Rava b'mechuza, as the Masorah Shashas tells us that Mechuza was the city of Rava, where he was the Marid Asra, so he instituted there that the Dora b'duchka, that if somebody carried, for example, the wine, he carried it in a difficult way. He used to carry it on his shoulder in the weekday. And now he wants to carry it on Yontif. And he wants to do it in an easier way. And what is he carrying? Says Rashi. Either a chavis, a barrel of wine. Or, he says Rashi, sack shel peiros. Or he's carrying a sack full of fruit. So how should he do it on Yontif in an easier way? L'dora b'ragla. What he should do is use a type of pitchfork. In fact, Rashi brings down the word porka, which is associated, related to pitchfork. This was a kind of a contraption, which Rashi says, the Nosei Melech, those used to carry blocks of salt, they used to have this contraption, which would be hollow, where a person's head could fit in it, and his arms, and he would be able to carry two weights at the same time on both arms, and the stick in which his head was entering, if he would slant it back, if he wanted a rest, that stick was able to touch the floor, and then he would be able to rest. And this was an easier way of transporting these pitchers or barrels of wine. So that's what Rava instituted in Mechuza, that it should be done in this easier way. The Dora Baragla, if somebody was carrying, Rashi says, a chavis gedoyla, a big barrel that the normal way in the weekday was to carry it with this pitchforked contraption that we discussed before. How should he change it on Yontiv? L'dora be'igra. So he should use a stick, a pole that is being carried on the shoulders of two individuals, and by the two individuals carrying it attached to the stick that they are both carrying on their shoulders, they are transporting it in an easier way. The Dora Beigra, if the normal way was that they would use this stick on their shoulder during the weekday to transport something, then Ladora Beachpa, then on Yontiv, they should use a pole that was used in the hands that they carried in front of them. And Rashi says, in Divrei Maskil D'Dor Beigra, va'af al pi she'eino lahakol, in this situation, it's not easier. Mikol makim shinuihu, ve'eino mar b'tarich b'shinuihu. Here he's not adding any difficulty. There's no tircha in the change. From here, Tosfos the top Tosfos says, you see from Rashi that it's not necessary to make it easier. However, l'chora, Rashi is still not maskim with Tosfos, because Rashi says it doesn't have to be easier, but Rashi adds, ve'ena mar b'tarch b'shinuyav. It's not more difficult. It would seem to be that it's basically the same. If it's basically the same, it's a good shinui. Tosfos wants to, l'chora, take another step beyond Rashi. Tosfos wants to say, not only do you not have to make it easier, you can even make it harder. L'chora, that point, we don't see clearly from Rashi, because Rashi says, ein oimar b'tarach b'shinuyav. Be that as it may, the Gemara continues, the Dor ba'achba, if somebody is using this handheld pole in the front of him in the weekday, what is the shinui on yontif? Nifra sidra lave, he should take a cloth and he should wrap it over. And this is not adding anything, says Rashi. And therefore, it is a shinui, and it shows that he's doing it l'tzarach yontif. The Meiri has an interesting understanding here, that by placing a sudr over the item, he is showing everyone that he's really embarrassed to be carrying this on yontif. He really doesn't want to carry it, and he's not trying to make uvda d'chayil. He wants to keep a yontif spirit here, and therefore he's hiding exactly what he's carrying to show that he's very cognizant of the fact that it's yontif and that he's only allowed to carry l'tzarech yontif. And that's why it is permitted. The imloy efsher, and if it's not possible to put a sudra on, Rashi explains, because he doesn't have one, shari, then it's permitted to do it normally. The omer mark, as we learned before, im yefsher l'shani smutter, if it's impossible to make a change, then the chazal did not asr it. So Rava instituted a number of changes in mechuza. However, if it was impossible for someone to do it for whatever reason, then the chazal did not obligate him to make a shinui. Continues the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chanan bar Rava l'Rav Ashi, Rav Chanan bar Rava said to Rav Ashi, Amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan have said, as we just learned, that Kamadev Shalishnu Mishanin and Biyamatava, that as much as possible one should make a shinui, one should make a change on Yontif from his Ovda Duchal, from his weekday activities, that whatever he's doing should appear to be done in the spirit of Yontif, for Tzarchi Yontif. But l'chora, we see there are a group of people who don't do this, and nobody protests. Wahani Nashi, these women, the Kamalian, the Chatzivayu, they fill up their buckets from the river with what? With maya, with water. B'yoymetavan yantiv. V'loy kamishanini. And they're not making any shinuyim. V'loy arminu v'loy. They don't carry it in any unusual way on yantiv over the chol. Whatever they do in the weekday, they do on yantiv, and nobody says anything to them. Nobody protests. Amar lei, so Rav Ashi responded, Mishum lo yefshir. There, it's impossible to make any viable shinui. Why? Hey, Chalevet, what should we do? Demalya b'chatzpah rab, if a woman is filling the water in a large bucket, and what are you going to tell her, make a shinui to malya b'chatzpah zuta, now she should use a small bucket? What will you be causing? More trips to the river to gather water. Kamaf shabilucha. You're going to make her walk more in yontiv. And this will fit in very well with Rashi, that we have to try to always make a shinui l'kula, where it's easier for the person. Here it will come out more difficult. She'll have to walk extra back and forth to the river to get the water on yontif. Tamali b'chatzva zuta, someone who's using a small bucket. Tamali b'chatzva rabba, you want her to now use a large bucket. It's also not a shinui l'kula. Why? Because kamafshi b'masui, you are increasing her load. Techasya binachdama, do you want her to cover it up with a special wooden cover, which was a lid used for buckets? Zimnin de novel vasile suye. Sometimes it will fall down, and the lady will come to be carrying on yantif. And what is wrong if she's carrying on yantif? So Be'emes, if you notice the gra over here, the gra says that we're not goyrus these words. The gra goes straight from techasya b'nachdama to the word zimnin demafsik. He cuts out all these words here, these five words, zimnin denafel v'asil asuye, and then the next word, tiktere, he crosses that all out. So according to the gra, you go straight from the question, Techasi Benachtama, do you want it to cover with a bucket? And then the Gemara says, Zimnan de Mafsik, sometimes it will unravel. And then the Gemara will say what the problem with that is. But the way we have the gear, so we put in these five words. Techasi Benachtama, Zimnan de Nafel, Vasila Suye. What is this Tolion? So the Meforshim explain, it's Tolion, a Machloik is Rashi and Tosfos. His machloik is on yontif. If someone carries shaloi l'tzorich yontif, is one oivra on itzor on yontif? Is there a carte blanche heter to carry on yontif, whether it's l'tzorich yontif or not l'tzorich yontif, or is the heter of itzor only l'tzorich yontif? Rashi shita is that midaraisa, even if a person is carrying shaloi l'tzorich yontif, it is mutter. It's only also midarabbanan. However, Shitas HaTaisis is that if somebody carries Shaloi L'Tzorich Yontif, they're over on an Isser Deraisa. So according to Tosfos, these words that the Gra deleted are very good. We should leave them in. Because what the Gemara is saying is that if you're going to cover it with this lid, sometimes it might fall down. And according to Tosfos, if now the woman's going to carry it, that's considered Shaloi L'Tzorich Yontif. The water is Tzorich Yontif. Carrying the lid is Loilu Tzorich Yontif. And therefore, it makes sense that we should make a Gzeira that she shouldn't cover it with this cover, because it might fall off and she might come to carry Shaloi L'Tzorich, which would be an Issa D'Raisa. However, according to Rashi, at worst, this would only be an Isser D'Rabbanan. If it would fall off, and if she would carry it, it would only be an Isser D'Rabbanan. So, according to Rashi, we would not make like a Gzeira to a Gzeira, that she shouldn't carry the lid, because maybe the lid will fall off, and then all she'll be over is an Isser of carrying. And that is why the Gra says that we're not Gairis this. We don't have a chash according to Shitas Rashi of Zimna the Nafal of Asila Suye, because according to Rashi, we're not Goizer Otu, maybe she will come to carry. Tikterei, if you're Goiris this word, should she tie it on, or without the Gra, the problem was the Chasia Benachtimo put that cover on. According to both ways, the Gemara says the problem with that will be zim the mafsik. Sometimes it'll unravel va'asi lemiktere, and she will come to tie it on. And kesher ha'asi lahaskin is av malachu, says Rashi. It's one of the lamed tes malachos to make a knot. So that's a problem also. Tifra sudra ilave. What do you say that maybe she should spread a sudr as we had in the Gemara earlier? No, zimdim. Sometimes it will fall into the water and get soaked. And the woman will start to press the water and to get the water out of the cover that she has covered it up with, the cloth, and it'll be an issur schita of squeezing it out. Now, all the Rishonim ask here that in the Gemara on top of the Yomid, where we came up with the suggestion of a sudra, there we didn't have a problem of schita. Why do we have a problem here? And there are numerous terutzim in the Rishonim on this question. Tosfos offers one teretz that in the Gemara on top of the Yomid, it was speaking about a keli that is sasum kuloi. This is the third Tosfos on the Yomid, the Ramaskal Zimnin. It was totally covered up, and there was piv tsar, there was a little thin mouth, and therefore if you would put a cloth there to cover that, there was no chash of schita. The Argamor here is speaking about where the cover covered the entire rim around the exposed container of water, and therefore there was a chash, it would fall in, and there would come l'day schita. The Rashba answers that before we're not talking about water. As Rashi told us in Divrei Maskil the Dor B'duchka, it's speaking about sak mole peris. It's speaking about a sack that's full of peris, and if it's full of peris, there's no chash of schita. Or the Rishonim say, before, as we had mentioned in the Gemara, we're speaking about two people carrying it on their shoulders. By two people, if you're involving two people, one will remind the other not to do schita. There's a protection, and therefore we're not worried about it coming with a schita. Or a final teretz Rishonim say is that before, we were talking about a person putting on a rag. So even if it gets wet, we're not worried that it's going to come to squeeze it out. Over here, the woman is placing something on top of this barrel, and perhaps the nature by women more is to put something nice while she's carrying it, and therefore if it will fall into the water and get soaked, she indeed, there's a chash that she will forget that it's yantiv and otsi lidei schita. Therefore our Gemara concludes, hilkach lo yafshir, therefore there is no eitzah in the case of the women, and we learned before, whenever there's no eitzah to make a shinui, the chachamim were not goyzer a shinui, and therefore we do not protest to the women that they should do it ayidei shinui, because we have no eitzah what they should do. Every way that we turn, there is a potential problem. Continues the Gemara with a similar thing where one Amora asked the other that people were doing a certain thing and nobody protested, something that appeared to be wrong. Omli Rav Bar Rav Chana Labai, it's none. We learned to the Mishnah, Ein Metapchen, one should not clap. Rashi says this means with Yod of Zulazu, you're clapping your hands. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah says it was actually clapping with an instrument. The Ein Metapchen, you do not slap your thighs on Yontif. Vein Meraktin, and we do not dance. And Rashi explains, that, number one, that all these things were done either to evoke happiness, or in the case of losing a relative, to evoke tsar through the clapping, or the clapping one's thighs. And then Rashi says that the reason why this is all prohibited on Yontiv is because Shema Yisakin Klei Shir. Maybe a person will come to fix a musical instrument, and therefore these activities which are associated with musical instruments, since there's an issue to play music on Yontiv because a person may forget, he may start tuning up his musical instrument, so part of that issue is also all these activities which are associated with musical instruments because of Shem Yisakin Kli Shir. Tosus in Divrei Amaschol Tanan Ein Metapchei Merakin brings down Rashi's crowd of Shem Yisakin Kli Shir, and Tosus says Umiu L'Didan Shari, in our times for us it is permitted to dance. The daf gibi yemein shayu b'kin lasis kli shir shayach lemigzer. It was only in those days where they knew, where everybody lived with musical instruments. They knew how to fix musical instruments. Then it was shayach lemigzer. Aval l'idan ein on a b'kin lasis kli shir. If it would break, we wouldn't know how to fix it. V'lo shayach lemigzer, and therefore the gzera is not shayach. And we'll come back to this tosis later when we discuss dancing in our times, which has become a very prevalent minig on Shabbos or Yontif. Continues the Gemara, Voidno, and now, in the time of the Gemara, the Kochazin and the Avdin Hachi, we see that people do clap their hands and their thighs, and they do dance, and we don't tell them anything. Why is that? Omar Lei, Yulotameich, according to your reasoning, if this bothers you, I have another problem that should bother you. Hod Omar Rav, or it says on the side of the Gemara, Omar Rabba, that which Rabba said, Leisiv in a Shabkuma Dilchayu, a person should not sit at the opening of a Lechi. We know that in order to carry in a Mavui, in something that is surrounded by three sides, and the front of the Mavui is to the Rishus Rabbim, one of the things that are necessary is either a lechi or a korah, either a beam on top or a piece of wood at the entrance vertically of the mavui. So if a person is sitting in the mavui, that's fine. But a person should not sit where he cannot see the lechi or the korah, right at the entrance of the mavui, even though it's a very comfortable place to be able to converse with the people who are walking the Rishus Rabbim. But on Yontif, one should not do that. Why? Dilma migdadur lechev, it's maybe a object that he's holding in his hand, will roll out of his hands. Will come to carry a dalat amas Rishus Rabbim. Some are not goyris dalat amas Rishus Rabbim, because here the chashash is not so much carrying dalat amas Rishus Rabbim, but the chashash is that he'll bring it back from the Rishus Rabbim where it rolled into, back to the mavui, which is a Rishus HaYachid, where he was sitting. And those who are Geres Adam Shvus Rabim, because they say that the Gemara meant that'll be Hachnasa from Shvus Rabim to Shvus HaYachid. That's what we're worried about. That's why he shouldn't sit there. And Rashi explains that since he doesn't see any Tzuras HaPesach, there's no roof to the Mavui. So he doesn't even realize, it's not nikkur to him that he's sitting in a Shvus HaYachid. He'll forget that he's in a Shvus HaYachid. And therefore, he'll come. Ein echanami, it means hachnasa. The Gemara just uses dalat amish v'sarab. That's shigra delishna. That's the way the Gemara always speaks about the chshash of, we've had it many times already, where there's a chshash of maybe he'll carry dalat amish v'sarab, but actually the Gemara means the isser of hoitzon achnasa from rishus hayachid to rishus harab and back from the rishus harab to rishus hayachid. The Gemara asks, if we have such a gzeira, v'hani, nashir, these women, the shaklun, chatzivaya, they take their buckets, v'azlim, v'yasun, apum, v'muvah, and they sit by the gate of the mavi, v'lamir, and we don't tell them anything. Ella, what is the answer to that problem? Hanachlam, the Yisrael. Leave alone the Jewish people. Mutiv, shayu, shayig, givayu, mazin. It's better that they should do it out of not knowing, b'shayigeg, by accident, v'ayu, mazin. They shouldn't do it on purpose. In other words, these are things that people will not believe our usher. If they're not aware that there's an isser, they'll think it's really not usher, and they won't listen to you. But so it's better that they do it out of shogeg rather than tell them, and they won't listen anyway, and then they'll come out that they're doing b'mezid. Hachanami, just like you have to answer that over there, legabe, sitting at the gateway of a movi, hachanami hanachlam liyisrael, mutu shogeg v'yumazin, the same thing over here in the case of a metapach v'ein mesapach v'ein meraktin, that ein echanami, one should not do it, but we don't want to tell anybody about it because it's bad. They're not going to listen, so it's better they should be shogeg and they shouldn't be mazid. Says the Gemara, do we always say that rule of mutav shiyu shogeg by yumazidim? No, v'hani milimid rabbanan. That's only when the issue is an issur rabbanan. Avol b'deraisa loy. But when it comes to an issur deraisa, there you mechuyev to tell the person that he's doing something wrong. And the Gemara says, "V'loihi, this is incorrect, because in reality, loishna b'deraisa v'loishna b'derabbanan, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. Loi amrinu loi midi, we do not tell them anything. Why? I'll bring you a proof. Da toisus yom kippurim, adding on to the zman of the tainus of Yom Kippur is a deraisa. It's a din deraisa, as Rashi says in the first." Medium with line at the bottom of the amud, the nafkalon mi v'inisim es nafshar seichem betisha. It says in the Gemara in Yuma, pay off from the bays, that the pasuk says you should begin fasting and persecute your bodies on the 9th of Av, and we know that that Yom Kippur is on the 10th of Av. So one of the pshatim of the Gemara is that this is a pasuk that is telling us the concept being meramis to us that there is something that begins on the 9th of Tishrei, and that is Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. So it is a din d'oraisa. Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil Daha says that the exact shear of this Tosefus Yom HaKippurim is Loi Huvra shear. At the end of Tosfos, he says that we don't know exactly how long that shear is. Therefore, a person should make sure that he doesn't wait till the last second, but rather already earlier he has begun to fast even before Yom Kippur, when it's broad daylight outside, that there's no question that he's in the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim stage of the day, and he is not coming in any contact with Yom Kippur itself. So this is a din d'oraisa, and yet, what do we find, says the Gemara? V'achli v'shas ach reshech. We find that Amei Aratzim, ignoramuses, they eat and drink until it gets dark. V'loy amrina luv'loy midi. And we don't tell them anything. We don't protest. The answer is that it's a din d'oraisa, you're right. But mutav shiyu shogeg v'ayu mazin. They're not going to listen anyway. They're going to say it's broad daylight outside. Yom Kippur didn't start. Why should I stop eating? And why should I stop drinking? And therefore, it's better not to tell them. So let us begin with the last inyan here that we have been discussing, which is the din of mutav shiyu shogeg v'ayu mazin, which the Gemara concludes that even by a din d'oraisa one says. However, we find in Halacha, in Siman Shin Lamed Tes, the excuse me, on this is in Simon Tov Reish Ches in Seder Suda Samav Sakes, where the Ramah brings down in Sif Beis, says the Ramah, V'hu adin b'chol dvar isra, aminu mutav shu yushagim v'lo yumazid, v'daf kishenim v'furish b'toira, afo pishu d'raisa. It's only something like Tosfos Yom Kippurim, which is a din d'oraisa, but it's not mefurish b'Torah. The Gemara, the Chazal have to extrapolate it from the Vanisim of Shechem Betisha, and it's not Betisha, it's Biyud, Basara, and therefore Chazal have to derive from the pasuk that Tosfos Yom Kippurim on the 9th is also Asur, but it's not mefurish. Avol in mefurish b'Torah, Meichem b'Yadam. So the run and the rush in our sugya, the rush says in the name of the Itur, the Bala Itur, that something that's mefurish in the Torah, we are mocha. Then the Ramah continues, Ve'im yodei ashein dvarv nishmon, if he knows that the person's not going to listen, even if it's mefurish b'Torah, lo yomer b'rabim lo yichichon rak pamachas. Then, in order for him to be yotz, his mitzvah techach, he should only say it one time, in public, Aval yarbu techachas ma'achas shedesh lo yishmuy lov. Aval biyachid, if it's between him and the person who's doing the avera, chayiv lo yichichay ad sheyakenu oyikal lanu. He's mechuyiv to give him mussar until he hits him or he curses him. The Mishnah brings down that you don't have to go to that extreme. Even if he sees that the person is going to resent it very much, then he stops biyichidus. But if it's barabim, and even though it's a davar mefurish b'Torah, he only says it one time. Maybe that one time will work and the person will listen. But more than that, we have the Inyan, the Gemara in Yevamah says, Kishem Shemitzvah Loimer Davar Anishma, just like it's a mitzvah to say something that will be heard, Kach Mitzvah Shaloi Loimer Davar Shein Anishma. It's also a mitzvah not to say something which one knows will not be listened to. There are other Rishonim who say that even if it's a thing that's mefurish b'Torah, they disagree with the Ran and the Rush, and they say that even there, one is not mechuyev to be mechiyach if one knows that his words will not be listened to. The Chasam Sofer wants to explain what is the difference between something that's mefurish b'kra or not mefurish b'kra, according to the Ran and the Rush, who say that there is a difference. And as we say, as the Ramah brings la halacha, that there is a difference. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason is because if it's mefurish b'kra, it remains like a mazit. If the person knows that it's written in the Torah and he still doesn't do it, that's not a shaygi, that's a mazit. The whole halacha is mutar sheyu shaygi in volume mazidin. If that's something that's not mefurish in the Torah, so prove it to me that it is. But if it's something that's mefurish b'Torah and he still doesn't do it, that's begetter mazit. However, the Chasam Sofer's understanding is the opposite. The Chasam Sofer says it's not because that something that's mefurish b'Torah is more chomer than something that's not mefurish b'Torah, but because something that's mefurish b'Torah, we have faith in that person that if you tell it to him in sincerity, you're doing something that's befeirish against the Torah, maybe that clarion call for him to desist from the aver that he's doing of something that's mefurish b'Torah, his conscience will bother him and he'll stop. And therefore, even though you think he won't stop, we tell you, tell it to him at least once. However, if it's not mefurish b'Torah, where we can understand very well, he'll rationalize and he'll say, prove it to me, show it to me, find it for me anywhere in the Torah it's not there, and that will give him a reason to rationalize that he's not mechuyev to do it. There, it's in the Chanami, if it's mefurish in the pasuk, we have faith in him. If it's not mefurish in the pasuk, then we don't have faith in him, and then we say the rule of mutav sheyu shaygin volume mezidin, even by din deraisa, as the example of Tosfos Yom HaKippur. Now, concerning the inyan of dancing on Shabbos and Yontev, the minig in many circles in Klal Yisrael is that one does dance on Shabbos and Yontev. And the question is, what is the heter for this? And we find in Simen Shin Lamed Tes, Sif Gimel, that the Ramah raises this question, and the Ramah gives two answers. So first he says mutav shi yushagin, but what about a person who knows that it's really wrong? Mutav shi yushagin wouldn't apply. So the Ramah gives a second reason. Yeshayimrim. He quotes our Tosfos here in the sugya. The bezman hazeh kol shor ein on the bekiyim basiyas klishir. The lekel amigzu shem yisakin klishir. The mils lo yishchiyachu. The efshir shalzeh no agul lahakul b'chol. Maybe says the Ramah, based on this Tosfos and our sugya, that's why, since we're not bekiyim in fixing instruments, that's why the gzeira wouldn't apply, and therefore it is mutter to dance bezman hazeh. However, the Ramah is reluctant in his heter. He's saying efshir, maybe that's why they were noyig. On Simchas Torah, we find that lechatchila one should dance, even though it's yontif, as we find in Siman Tav Reish Samach Tes. In the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Aleph, he brings from the Marik, who says in the name of Rav Haigoin, Shairish Tes, Yoim Zerig, Gilin Latzayin, L'Rakad B'Afila Kama Zekainim, B'Shar Sharim, Kilusum LaTorah. The Zekainim, ולכן יש לסעמץ בזה לרק ולזם ולכבוד התורה, כמו שכתוב גבי דוד המלך, כל ושאול, מפזז ומחרקר בכל אוי זפני השם. So one should copy what David did when it came to the Kavod HaTorah. With all his energy, he danced in front of Hashem. V'chein kosu b'shem Arizal, v'ha'idu al Ari, sh'omer sh'amailu al yoni, sh'hissig bo loy al yidei sh'ayim b'sameh b'chol oyuz b'simcha shal mitzvah. The greatest mila that the Ari, Rabbi Yitzchak Gluria, came to was because he danced with all his strength by the simcha shal mitzvah. And also in the Gra, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, he ha'yom miraculous. He danced in front of the sefer with all his strength. So why on Simchas Torah is this not just like efshir, it's mutter, like the Ramah says in Shin Lamed Tes, but rather it's a dover mahudr to dance? On this, the Magen Avraham says, because since it's the Kavod HaTorah, so Chazal were makel the shvus that they instituted on any other yontiv or Shabbos. However, here's the special mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah. They relaxed that shvus and they said, Adarabba, one should dance the Kavod HaTorah. But it's only Kavod HaTorah, but not, for example, for a chasna or another mitzvah. What about dancing Lekavod Shabbos? So the Al-Yurabba says it's usher. This was only a special dispensation for dancing on Simchas Torah, Lekavod HaTorah. The Marshal and the Marsham, in the name of the Tshuva Rabbi Yehuda Asad, says it's mutter l'chatchila. As the Lashna Taisvis here, and also in the Piskei Taisvis, they use the word Lididun Shari. To us, it is mutter. It's not a Bidiyevet, but rather L'chatchila, we have this heter of Taisvis, and therefore, certainly for a Dvar Mitzvah, to dance, a person wants to dance on Shabbos, or Yontif, for a Dvar Mitzvah, for Oynik Shabbos, Simchas Yontiv, it is according to those poskim, it's mutter even l'chatchila. However, according to other poskim, it is only a bidiyevet. Continues the Gemara. Umaschilin baromis etavon. On Yontiv, one can begin with a stack of the stack of tevin, a stack of straw on Yontif, even though he had never used it before for using it for fuel. Amar of Kana, Zoysameris, from here we can deduce, Maschilin Barch Tchila, something that has been stored away, one can begin on Yontif for the very first time to use that pile, even though one has not yet prepared it. Money, who's this going like? Reb Shimoni, the Lesley Mukta. Of course, we know that it doesn't mean Reb Shimon never holds of Mukta. In certain extreme cases, he does hold of Mukta. But in a normal case, anything that could be used on Yontif is not Mukta, since this can be used on Yontif, even though he had never before used it, but it's usable. So then there's no Mukta in such a situation. But Eim is safe, and Talmud is safe. It says in our Mishnah, Avaloi Be'etzer Shema Mukta. In the storage area behind a person's house, which is called Mukta, that wood, which he never used before, he should not use for the first
first time on Yontif. Asim Rabbi Yehuda. That's Lachar going to contribute. This like Mokta, he holds with Mokta. So Lachar it's a stira. So the more answers, really, it's going according to Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold with Mokta. I, in the safe of the Mishnah, it says, Avalo Eitzim Shimon Mokta, that's speaking about Ba'ar Zev Ashuchi. That's speaking about male cedar trees. And Ashuchi Rashi says, are female cedar trees. Askina, that's what we're talking about. The Mokta Machos Musarkis, these are very expensive, and therefore they're Mokta because of a loss of money, and that is a muktzah which even Rav Shimon holds of, that the person is not going to use this very expensive lumber for a fire, and therefore if he's never used this wood before, he should not begin using it on Yontif, because it is muktzah because it's such expensive wood. Vafila Rav Shimon Moida, in such a case, even Rav Shimon is Moida, so the whole mission is going like Rav Shimon, and the sefer Rav Shimon is using does hold of muktzah in this special case of muktzah machzor sarn kis. Some do it in the reverse. They learn it on. They start with the seifa. Avaloi beitz and shemim muktzah. One should not begin using a pile of wood that's in the storage space behind the house. Amar of kanazoy semeres emes chilim boitzet chil. You're not supposed to use something stored away lechatchila. Money. Who's going according to Rabbi Yehudi? This lay muktzah. He holds a muktzah. He holds that you have to have das to prepare it from before yontiv. If you're just going to start using it on yontiv, that's muktzah. So emer reisha where it says maschilim baramas atavin, you can use the pile of tevin of straw lechatchila. Asan Reb Shimon, this is going according to Reb Shimon. The last line muktzah doesn't hold of muktzah tzestira, and for the Gemara, really, it's going according to Reb Yehuda. Why is it mutter in the beginning of the Mishnah? Because hasa betavnis arya. There, it's speaking about tevin straw that has begun to rot. It is no longer usable for fodder for animals. Rashi says on the last line of Rashi, v'stamalat eitzim v'loy lachila v'hainu lav loitzer, as the Maram puts in the Girsan Rashi. These are not used for storage. These lechatchila, which had begun to rot, so he is planning to use it for his animal, and he's not he's not planning to use for his animal because they're rotted. And what did he have in mind for? He did have in mind. It's considered that he had in mind to use it for fire, even according to Rebbe, and therefore it's not muktzah to take from it for use of fire. Frey the Gemara, what are you saying that he had? It's considered that he had das to use it for making a fire. Tavnas riyah chazalatina, but it's still set aside for making cement from it. It can be used in cement. So why would you say that he could use it for a fire? It should be muktzah because it was set aside for that purpose. Our answer is this: Bekaitzim. It's speaking about a case where it has the thorns. And how did they make the cement? By kneading it with their feet and hands. And if it has thorns in it, which will hurt a person, it is not usable for cement either. And therefore, since it has thorns in it, he doesn't have in mind, and it's rotted. He has no mind. It doesn't have in das for food. He doesn't have in mind for cement. And he does have in mind for fire, and that's why he could take lechatchila from the Aramis HaTavon on Yontif. However, the Eitzim at the end of the Mishnah, that remains muktzah because he did not have das to use it on Yontif. Continues the next Mishnah on Daf Lamed Amud Beis with other wood. We've already learned about some combustible items. Tevin and Eitzim on Amud Aleph. Now we continue with other wood which cannot be used for fuel on Yontif. Ein Neitlan Eitzim and a Sukkah. A person cannot take wood that is L'chayra, the Pshat of the Mishnah, is from the Sukkah on top of a Sukkah. And what Sukkah are we talking about? Not on Sukkah itself, but rather on Pesach, Rashi says, or Shavuos. The person is not trying to be Yotze a mitzvah by sitting in the Sukkah, but he's sitting outside in his garden, and he is surrounded by a Sukkah, but it's part of him sitting for pleasure in his garden. So one should not take Eitzim in a Sukkah to use for fuel. Ela min ha-samach la. The Gemara's havamin is that this means he can only take from what is near to it, meaning that the lower end of the lower row of schach that's on top of the sukkah, that's part of the sukkah, and that he can't destroy. He'll be over on Seiser. But the top part, he's allowed to. And the Gemara is going to ask, what's the difference between the lower row or the top row? It's all bottled to the roof of the sukkah, and therefore if there's a problem with stiras oil, with demolishing part of a structure by taking the bottom row, there would be the same problem with the samachlo, with the top row that is close to the bottom row. It's all part of the schach, and one should not be able to take that. If you can't take eitzim and asukah because of the problem of stiras oil, then you shouldn't be able to take it from the top row of the schach either. So that's what the Gemara is going to ask right now. What's the difference? It doesn't mean over here the thickness of the schach that you could take off the top layer and not the bottom layer, but rather it's that is usur, whether it's top or bottom, it's part of the sukkah, and you're doing stiras oil on yontif, you're not allowed to. What we're speaking about here, samachla, means that the walls of the sukkah, as Rashi explains, which if you've been using wood, you have put the pieces of wood together, you've made a frame and a wall out of these various pieces of wood that they hold and stick together. What happens if next to this wall you have some loose boards that are near it? Those loose boards have not become part of the wall. Those boards could be taken for fuel. Rav Nasha says, no. We could really say that our Mishnah is not speaking about the loose pieces of wood that are next to the finished wall, but rather it's speaking about the schach that's on top of the sukkah. And you asked me a question, so why should samachla be mutter? Ki tanya hi. You know when samachla is mutter? Basuraisa. When those pieces of schach, that wood is piled into a bundle, and he never opened up the bundle. So by not opening up the bundle, he indicates that he's only putting it there as a storage space on top of the sukkah, but he's not intending for it to become part of the structure of the sukkah. And those bundles can be removed to be used as fuel on Yontiv. Tanya, we learned in a brayse of Chibra Yosef Kamei the Rabbi Yochanan. He learned this brayse in front of Rabbi Yochanan. A noitlan eitzim in a sukkah el manas samachlo. One cannot take, like we learned in our Mishnah, wood from the sukkah, only from what's near it. And again, we have the two pshatim in what samachlo means, either from the loose pieces of wood that's next to the wall, or from the bundles of wood that are on top of the schach. Rav Shimon Mater. Rav Shimon holds its mutter to take it even from the sukkah itself. And the Gemara is soon going to ask, Rav Shimon's mater, we know that phrase when it has to do with muktzah. But here it's not a question of muktzah, here it's a question of stiras oil, which Rav Shimon also agrees to, and how could Rav Shimon be mater, eitzim, from the schach that is loose on top of the sukkah? We'll soon come to that question. Vishav, and both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon agree, Besukas ha-chag b'chag shasura, that on chag ha-sukas, the first part of the Mishnah was speaking about a sukkah, as Rashi said at the beginning of our Mishnah, Pesach Shavuos. But what about a sukkah on sukkas itself? Where you have a new issue, which is called, it's iskatsoi for the mitzvah, and since it's the skatsoi for the mitzvah, then besuk is a chag, bechag, on sukkish asura, that there even Reb Shimon will agree that it's also to take from the schach because it is part of the mitzvah sukkah, and that is asur muktzah for all the 7 days of sukkis. V'im hisnola, but if he made a condition that he wants to use that schach, Hakolafitoi, his tnai works, and everything goes according to his tnai, and the Gemara will go into this at length in a few minutes. Now the Gemara goes back to analyze this entire brisa. You told me that Reb Shimon is matter, Reb Shimon matter, even the Eitzim min HaSukkah, not only from the Samach law, but even from the Schach itself. This is not a question for Reb Shimon to be matter because of Muktzah. This is a question of Stiras Oyel. And he's being soiser the oil. By the way, I forgot to mention that when we learned v'shavin besukas achag b'chag shasur, Rashi says that means even on chol hamoed, the whole yantiv, even where malacha might be mutter on chol hamoed, but it's already huktzul mitzvah, and mail it's also the whole 7 days of yantiv. Now the Gemara is asking, how could Reb Shimon be matter by a plain sukkah on Shavuos or Pesach when it's not a sukkah on sukkahs? how could he take down wood from the sukkah? He says the oil Amram Nachman Yitzchak Haka the sukkah nefas haskin. Here we're speaking about a sukkah that fell down and on sukkahs, and that's what Reb Shimon is being matter. Reb Shimon l'tamei, and Reb Shimon is going to lishitase to his own reasoning. The less lemuktzah, he doesn't hold of muktzah unless there's certain extreme cases where he does hold of muktzah, but normally he doesn't hold of muktzah. Before we go further, let us explain what the machlokas now will be between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon in this case where the sukkah fell down. That Tanakhama holds that since Bein HaShemashis, one could not have taken down anything from the sukkah because it would be stiras oil. He would be demolishing a structure. Even if that structure fell down on Yontev, we have a rule of Migudi Eskatsoil Bein HaShemashis, Eskatsoil Kul Yoyma. Since it was Muktzah for Bein HaShemashis, it becomes Muktzah for the whole sukkah, the first day of sukkahs, and as we'll see later in our sugya, it'll become Muktzah for the entire sukkahs as well. However, according to Reb Shimon, Eina Chanami, at the beginning of Yontiv, one could not demolish this structure, one could not take anything from the schach, from the sukkah. However, once it fell down, now it's not a structure anymore. Now you don't have any problem of stiras oil. Your only problem is that it wasn't ready available, Bein HaShemashis, when sukkahs began. That migui diskatsoi Bein HaShemashis, it's got soil, a kuli yoyma, it'll be usher the whole first day, it'll be usher the whole sukkahs. That migui, that part of muktzah, Reb Shimon does not hold of, and therefore it is mutter. The sanya, where do I see the Reb Shimon hold such a case would be mutter? Meiser Hashem and Shabaner, if you have leftover oil in the lamp, or Shabakar or in the plate, usher. Tanakhama holds it's usher. The light goes out, you have some leftover oil, can you use it? The answer is it's muktzah. Reb Shimon matter, Reb Shimon holds its mutter. So just like Reb Shimon holds its mutter where you had leftover oil, who had in here where the sukkah fell down, and you have now wood that's left over, since it's anything that's usable on Yontiv, if this oil is usable on Yontiv, use it. Even though Bein HaShemashis, there was an Isser of Kibui. One could not take oil for, while the light was on, because you would be extinguishing the fire. So who had in over here, even though there was an Isser of Stiris oil on the Sukkah, once it fell down, I can take the wood. That's what the Gemara wants to make, a comparison. For the Gemara, me dummy, how can you compare one thing to another? Ha'asam Adam Yoshivu Mitzvah. Over there, a person is waiting, when will the nair, the flame, become extinguished? It doesn't mean that he's waiting in great anticipation, oh, I want to get those few drops of oil. But mitzape, Rashi interprets to mean yodeya. He knows by normal circumstance that when the fire goes out, there's going to be some oil left. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon, even though it wasn't permitted at the beginning of Yontiv, once it becomes mutter on Yontiv, there's no problem of migudis katsoi, and he can use that oil. But hacha, over here by the sukkah, Adam Yoishevu Mitzapa Emesai Tipos Sukasai, are you going to tell me that a person is waiting when his sukkah is going to fall down? Rashi says v'chinaviyu in the Divrei Maskil Hacha Adam Yoishevu Mitzapa Bitmiya v'chinaviyu v'yedeya shasida lipol demachar. Does he know it's going to fall down tomorrow? He doesn't know. So here, since at the beginning of Yontiv it was usher because of stiras oil, and he's not expecting it at all to fall down, so maybe there's a difference. Maybe over there Reb Shimon would be mitzvah that such a migui diskatsoil Bein HaShemashis is katsoil kula yoyma would go into effect. He's only matter by Shemin because that's a normal thing for it to become ready and usable during Yontiv. This is not normal to become ready, and maybe Reb Shimon would be mitzvah in such a muktzah. Here it's speaking about a wobbly sukkah. He anticipated that it might fall down, and his das is on it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Tanakhama, it doesn't matter whether he anticipates it's going to fall down. It's usher for the entire Yontiv, because he couldn't make stiras oil at the beginning of Yontiv. Mashiach, and according to Rav Shimon, the whole problem is stiras oil. But if he's anticipating it for it to fall down, because it's a wobbly, weak sukkah, then it's considered his das was on it, and if it, in fact, falls down during Yontif, according to Reb Shimon, this is mutter, and that's when Reb Shimon was matter to take eitzim in a sukkah, ein echanami, a strong sukkah, which he didn't anticipate for it to fall down. Reb Shimon would also be mitter that he is mekatz das from it, and it would be usher on Yontif, even if it fell down. Continues the Gemara and explaining the brice of a shavin besukkas achag bechag shehi asura, and both Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon agree on sukkas during chag asukkas that it is usher. Rabbi Shimon will also agree that the taking part of such a sukkah on sukkahs, even if it would fall down. Here there's no heter of it falling down, because here it's huksa l'mitzvasei, and the huksa l'mitzvasei is a muksa which lasts the entire duration of chag ha-sukkahs. But v'mhisna le, I'll call it fitnai. But if he made a tnai that he wants to be able to use it, then whatever his tnai was, if the tnai was that he could use it, he should be able to use it. But the Gemara now is going to challenge this whole premise that a tnai would work. Umi mahani but tnai, does then a tnai work by a sukkah that was hooked to the mitzvah? So if Amar Rav Sheish is Mishum Rav Akiva, Rav Sheish said the name of Rav Akiva, and not only Atzi sukkah just certain kol shiva. How do we know that the wood of a sukkah is usher all 7 days of sukkahs during the yontif of sukkah? Shenamar, it says in the pasuk, Chag as sukkah shivas yom Hashem. The chag of sukkahs is 7 days for Hashem, as Rashi says. The meaning, according to Rav Sheshes and the name of Rabbi Kiva, is that kol shiva Lashem hu hegdish. It's like hegdish, it belongs. That's what the word Lashem means. It's it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tanya, we learned in a brayser, Rabbi Yehuda ben Masei Raiber, minayin shekes shem shechal shem shemayim al chagiga, kachal shem shemayim al sukkah. The Rashba explains that he, Rabbi Yehuda ben Masei, does not like the pshat of Rav Sheshes in the name of Rabbi Kiva, because where they learning it from the word Lashem, says the Rashba, maybe Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yom Lashem means you should have Kavana L'Shem Shemayim, that you're doing it for the mitzvah of Sukkah. Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, I'm doing it because this is what Hashem commanded me to do, the mitzvah. But Lashem doesn't necessarily mean that the Sukkah is Hegdish. So therefore, they're trying to learn a different limud for this halacha. And they learn it from the juxtaposition of Chag HaSukkahs. Chag, as Rashi explains, in this case means Chagiga. So just like I can't make a tznai on a Chagiga, whether it should be Hegdish or not, so too I can't make a tznai on Sukkahs. Shek Hashem, Shechal Shem Shemaim, Ala Chagiga, Kachal Shem Shemaim, Ala Sukkah. Talmud Loimer, how do I know the fact? Chag HaSukkahs, Shivas Yom Lashem, Ma Chag Lashem, which means Chagiga, Av Sukkah Lashem as well. Amar Rabbi Nashia Berei Derava. So what the Gemara is asking a question is, how could you say at the end of that brisa that a tznai works, that it could use the wood of the sukkah al pi tznai? We see a tznai doesn't help by sukkahs, and the Gemara was assuming that the last phrase vim hisna le hakol fi tznai is going on the words that preceded it, which were vishavin, that both Tanakam and Reb Shimon agree b'sukkahs hachag b'chag shasura, and on that the last phrase was saying, but if you make a condition, it's mutter. We find a condition doesn't work by a sukkah on sukkahs. Amar Rabbi Nashi Bereda Rava, Seifa Asin L'Sukkah D'Alma. The Seifa is not going on the phrase that preceded it, but rather it's going back on the beginning of the Brisa. What was the beginning of the Brisa? Ein Noitlan Eitzim in a Sukkah, Elamin HaSamach Lo. And we explained that how is Reb Shimon Matur that? Because it's speaking about a sukkah that fell down, and it's one that he anticipated to fall down because it was wobbly. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Tanakam holds its usher, and Rabbi Shimon holds its mutter because he doesn't hold of mukta. On that, the end of the brisa says, "Vim hisna." Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he said, in case it falls down, I want to use it, and he said that before Yontif started, then that tnai works, that if in fact it falls down, then his tnai does work. And we're not speaking about a sukkah that was hooked to a mitzvah that has a kedusha on it for the entire duration of sukkahs. This is speaking about sukkah the alma, it's going on, this last phrase. Avil sukkah the mitzvah loy mahani bot. No, but a sukkah the mitzvah tonight doesn't help. The sukkah the mitzvah loy, a sukkah the mitzvah tonight doesn't help. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha from a brisa. The Vilner Goin says that we are to delete these entire three lines, or two and a half lines, from Amar Rabbi Nashi Bereda Rava until the word loy. According to the Vilna Gaon, the Gemara goes as follows: three lines up. Ma chag l'Hashem afsukah l'Hashem v'loi. Are you telling me that a Tanai doesn't help? Vatanya. And the Gemara immediately asks the Kasha. The Bach here and Rashi are goyrus towards Amar Rabbi Nasha. The only change the Bach makes is Amar Rabbi Nasha, Amar Shmuel. But they do leave in these words. And we have learned the Gemara, according to the Bach and Rashi, that the Gemara gave an answer to the question of how Tanai helps, that Tanai is going on Sukkah Dalma and not Sukkah the Mitzvah. Sukkah the Mitzvah, Tanai doesn't help. On that, the Gemara is now asking, according to both Pshatim, according to the Bach or according to the Gerav, V'loi, Vatani, we learned in the Bach, if someone made schach properly according to the halacha, the itra b'krum, and he decorated it, the sukkah with colored cloth, or with embroidered linens, and he hung, these are all noy sukkah, he hung nuts, shkedim, almonds, afarskim, peaches, ramonim, pomegranates, uparchili anovim, clusters of grapes, yea, nice wine, shmonim, oil, salsois, flowers, v'itrois, shibolim, and wreaths of grain, osir, l'stopik, man, one cannot take from these items on yontiv and use them on yontiv, eat or drink them on yontiv, as Rashi explains, they become bottled to the sukkah, and they are muktzah the entire yontiv. Ad moitzay yontiv akon shel chag, until the end of the last yontiv of sukkahs. The im hisna leyem, but if he made a tanai, I call the feet tanai. So here we see beferish that even though he is also a stopping man because they are muktzah, they become part of the sukkah. Yet a tanai helps. How could you say before that tanai doesn't help? Abai v'rav v'damer tervayer. They both answered. Boimer when he said. Bein Hashemashes, he said, Eini boidul mehem. I am not separating myself from all the noise sukkah. Call Bein Hashemashes. All of Bein Hashemashes, and he has a right to establish his ownership, Rashi explains, that I'm not boidel, I'm not separating myself, and if he's not separating himself, then we can't force the kedusha of noy sukkah on him, and once it was mutter banish mashes, then it's mutter the entire sukkah. Sinai works. Avalatzi sukkah, about the woods of sukkah. The chala kedusha alayu, balkorchach, as Rashi explains, the kedusha schal. Because banish mashes, which is already a suffic yantiv, he is already not allowed to be soyser the oil because of stiras oil, which is asur on yontiv. So memela, once already he can't do that, and he has to be boiled, he has to separate himself from it because he can't take it down on banish mashes, which might already be yontiv. So therefore it's got soil shiva, then already becomes mukta for the entire 7 days of sukkahs. We force him, so to speak, to be makatza. He cannot administer his bilus on the wood because he already has an isser that's blocking him from removing it. And once he cannot move the schach, then the haktsah for all 7 days it comes to play, and it's muktzah the entire 7 days. Tosfos points out here in Divrei HaMaskil Aval Atzei Sukkah, Tosfos asks a very strong question that from the Gemara we just learned it seems to be that the reason he can't do anything is an Isser Muktzah, Iskat Soy L'Shiva, which Muktzah is only a Din D'Rabbanon, and the Tosfos brings the same from Gemara and Shabbos Daf Mem Hey, the Lashon of the Gemara is Hoyol V'Huktzel Mitzvasoi Huktzel Yisuroi. And before we learned the Din D'Raisa, we learned it's Lashem, or Chagasukis, just like Chagiga, is Chal Shem Shemaim Chagiga, so is Chal Shem Shemaim HaSukkah, Tznai is not Shah. That's a Din D'Raisa. Here it's Mashem, it's Muktzal, it's Rabbanan. Two truths of Mitoisa. The first answer, Rabbeinu Tam, that which we say, Chag Lashem, Af Sukkah Lashem, that's only for the minimum shear of a sukkah, two walls, or the third one, even a tefach. But if a person made four regular walls, he enlarged the sukkah more than he has to. On the rest, we would not say, Ma Chag Lashem, Af Sukkah Lashem. On that would apply the Isser of Muktzah. The Ri says that, you're right, as long as the sukkah is standing up, up there with Shach to say Machag L'Shem of Sukkah L'Shem. But once the Sukkah falls down on that, it's no longer a Sukkah. So we cannot say Machag L'Shem of Sukkah L'Shem. And therefore, really, Tosfos says, when the Gemara asked the whole question from the Psukim, the Gemara could have said, your Psukim are only when it's standing. Here we're talking about where it fell down, where it falls down. There's no, it'll be Mutter. Tosfos says, the Gemara wants to call PMS. You're right, it's Mutter because of the halacha of Hegdish Lashem, or Chag HaSukkah, just like Chagiga, there's no Tanai. Sukkah, there's no Tanai. That's a Dindaraisa. That's only when it's standing. But when it fell down, there, that those Yisur would not apply, and therefore the Yisur that would apply would be Muktzah. So it comes out, based on our entire Gemara here, that the Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is by a regular sukkah on Pesach or Shavuos, which was about to fall down, and he had das on it, and it fell down. So even though he can't take from the sukkah while it's still up because of stira soil, even Rabbi Shimon would agree to that. However, Rabbi Shimon says once it fell down, the only reason Rabbi Yehuda wants aser is because of migdi katzoy, bein hashmashes katzoy lekuli yoyma. I don't hold of that. Therefore, according to me, we could take eitzim min hasukkah, not just min hasamachla. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can only take min hasamachla when it comes to a regular sukkah. If he makes a tznai, if he says that in case it falls down, I do want to use it, then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, his tznai works. However, by a sukkah that was hooked to levitzvasai, so if it's standing up, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there would be an issur deraisa to take from the sukkah, and even if it fell down, there would be a muktzah, and that muktzah lemitzvah is not only Rabbi Yehuda, that even Rabbi Shimon would agree to. And when the Brisa says at the end that the Tanai works, that's going back on the original case of a Sukkah, not on Sukkahs, where even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he made a Tanai in case it falls down and want to use it, then his Das is on it, and it would not remain Muktzah, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Gemara, Umayishna Mahad Itmar, Hifra Shiva Esregim Shiva Sayyamim. If somebody separated seven Esregim for 7 days, Amar Rav, Rav says, Kol Achz V'Achz Yoytzeba, he's Yoytze each day with that particular Esreg. Avoy Kol Achz Alter, right away he can eat it. Because Rav Sheet is, once you've used it for the mitzvah, it's no longer Muktzah, and then you're allowed to use it. Rav Asi Amar Rav Asi says, Kol Achz Yoytzeba Voy Kol Amacher, every one you can eat, but you have to wait till tomorrow, because Bein HaShemashes, this Esreg was hooked for the mitzvah, so you have to, Migdis Katsoy Bein HaShemashes Katsoy L'Kul Yayma, you can't use it the entire remainder of that day which was designated to be used on that day. But L'Machar, you could. So the question is, explains Rashi, by Sukkis also, if the person is making a tznai, even by a sukkah of a mitzvah on Sukkis, and he says, L'mashal, I want to use it on Chol HaMoed, so it's as if that he only set it aside, the sukkah, for the first day of Yontif. He wants to be able to use it on Chol HaMoed. Why doesn't the tznai help on the first day Chol HaMoed? Why is it different than an Esreg, where every day I divide it up, and I could use it the next day? The Gemara answers, Hasam, over there by an Esreg, the Mavsik, the mitzvah of Esreg is only in the daytime, not at night. So the night divides up the day. So kol charev echad yoma mitzvah be'apav nafshu. Each day is a separate mitzvah. Hacha, but over here by Sukkis, the loy mevsik alas miyamim, where the mitzvah of Sukkis is not only during the day, it's at night also. So there is no separation from one day to the other. Kuli yoma kichad yoma rechdami. All the 7 days of Sukkis are like one long day of Sukkis, and therefore, if a person has a sukkah which is hooked to the mitzvah, that haktsah, that separation from his mind that makes the muktzah because of the mitzvah, even if the sukkah fell down, as the Rabbeinu Tam explained, that will last not just for one day, but since it was muktzah ben hashmashes of the first day of sukkahs, that haktsah midaitoy remains the entire days of sukkahs, and therefore tznai doesn't help, and it is osur the entire sukkahs, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Shimon.